Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. To God be the glory. Welcome guests and all the other people who would listen. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for just another day. And, oh, praise God, praise your holy name that you've given us another opportunity today to just praise him. I haven't been on in a while. The enemy is just doing so much to throw us off track and to just get us tired and worn out. And believe me, I can testify of being tired and worn out in so many different aspects of our lives. The enemy is trying to distract us, and I know I haven't been getting enough sleep lately. You know, I haven't been sleeping well. For some reason, I would just be very, very, very tired and cannot fall asleep. And for no, I'm not thinking about anything. And if I do fall asleep, I would wake up like 2 hours after, and that's it. Can't fall back to sleep. I would like doze off and then just jump out of my sleep as if someone just wake me up. And then, you know, the doctors would take melatonin, take valerian. I would drink like 3 bags of chamomile tea with sleepy time in that, and then take 2 or 3 melatonin, and I would like doze off for like half an hour, and then I wake up and I can't, I don't know. But I know that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against the powers in high places. And oh God, folks, there are so many things happening in the world today. There is so much happening that it boggles the mind. And we have to remember that Yeshua said that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And we have to believe that. We have to believe his word, and we have to believe what he says. And if we don't have faith, total, total, undiluted faith and dependency on his word to guide us and to direct us and to keep us, then entering into these days ahead of us will be very, very, very difficult. And this is why today I just want to speak briefly on several topics. Hopefully I have enough time. It's only half an hour. But, you know, folks, our bodies is the temple of God. Our bodies belong to the Lord. Our bodies should be used by our Heavenly Father, by Yeshua. Were created, our bodies were created for his purpose, so that he can sit and rule from the high places of our mind. Our mind is the high throne from which he sits. That's why Yeshua said that, you know, behold, he knocked on the door, and if we would open, he would come in and sup with us. He said our bodies is the temple of the Lord. And our mind is the high place from which he sits, and we should allow him. And folks, if we are occupied, if our minds are occupied with our own thoughts, fleshly thoughts, and the thoughts of others, and the thoughts of the things of the world, then there is no room, there is no space in our mind to allow him to come in and direct us by his Holy Spirit. And this is why we have to cleanse our ways every single day. It's hard, yes. I'm not saying it's easy. This is not an easy journey. I'm saying that with everything else, it takes some work on our part. But God, you know, is able, our Father is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or say or do. All we have to do is just show him that we are willing and able to allow him. All we have to do is show that we are willing to let go of ourselves and of the things of this life and of the things of this world. All we have to do is just believe. Just believe, you know. And sometime this past week, you know, I woke up and I was just speaking to the Lord, and I remember him just putting these thoughts in my mind about faith. And he was showing me that only by faith that we can live and have our being. That like you know, the word said, the just shall live by faith. And especially in these days, these dark days ahead of us, we will need to have undiluted faith to be able to continue. The world is getting so dark, folks. It's getting very, very dark. I don't even know how to put this. There are so many things happening around us every single day, and many times we fail to realize that walking by faith, walking in his word, is the only thing that will save us. We fail to realize that just as the world, the governments of this world has soldiers and police officers and law enforcers to enforce the laws and to enforce their ways and to keep the people on track and in order, and which, you know, for most of it in the world we're living now, everything is perverted, everything is twisted, everything is turned upside down. And, you know, a police officer would come up, or any person who working for a higher authority would come to you bringing documents, bringing papers, or even by the by their uniform, by the way they're dressed, they can come and say, you know, and represent their government. Like the police officer would come in the way they dress, and right away, you know, they're police officers, and they come and they enforce the laws, and there is nothing you can do, you know. You can just stand there and be afraid of them, or be reverent of them, or be totally obedient to the laws and just allow them to just do their thing, because they're representing. They don't even have to say anything. Most of the time, we show that they're representing the government, or they're representing a higher force. And so they come in the name of their, you know, the person who is enforcing these laws. They come in the name of the government, or in the name of the police department, or in the name of the state. They come in the name. How much more are we who have our Father? We have His power, we have His might, we have His strength, we have His knowledge, we have His word. How much more are we to hold on to these things that He has given us? Because we have the power over demons, over the flesh, over sin, over Satan and his wicked children. And we are to walk in this power. We are to exercise these powers. Just like these in the flesh, these men and women exercise the power that was given to them. Why can't we exercise the power that was given to us by our Heavenly Father? We have to allow the blood, the cross, to do its work in us and through us. This can only happen when we have faith in Him. This could only happen when we rely on Him to do the work in us and through us, that He might receive the glory, that He might receive the honor. I remember we have power. We have the power. We have power, unspeakable power in Christ. And we're not going to see anything happen. We're not going to see any works done unless we totally abide by faith in Him. We're not going to see anything happen. Demons are not going to run from us. A person who come up to us to kill us, to rob us, to rape, to pillage, to do whatever, their guns will not go off if we have faith. It's like the three Hebrew men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They had so much faith that they defied the king's commandment. We are not going to bow down and worship you. Even if it means that we die, we know that the God that we serve will deliver us. One way or the other, He will deliver us out of your hand. And if it means that we have to die for our faith, eventually we will arise victoriously. But then again, if He see fit to deliver us and make this fire powerless over us, then He will do it. These men operated in faith. In the days to come, we must operate totally in faith and trust in Him. It is because we are so lacking faith. I, for one, am guilty. The Lord said that if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can say to the mountain, be removed and cast over there, and the mountain will move. Let me tell you something. The word of God said that men's heart will fail them for fear and for looking after these things which are coming on the earth. When the powers of heaven shall be shaken. But you know what, folks? The word also say that God have not given us spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And if we have a sound mind to know that our Father loves us so much that He has given us His power over demons, over sickness, over diseases, over death, then what are we to do? We are to walk in that faith. We are to walk in that knowledge. I remember enough love, not forgetting love, which is the greatest of all. I remember my friend, my dear friend, you know, and she just kept telling me that she's afraid of me, that she's afraid of me. And I wonder why would she keep saying that. And I remember, you know, I never thought one second about it. And the Lord, one day, as I was just on my way to work, just glorying in the Lord and in His love and how much He loved me and how much He have done for me, and just thinking about His awesome love that just cured everything for us, for humanity, if we would just walk in it and just accept and rely on Him to do the work in us and through us. And I remember the Lord was just doing a work in me, and I remember His love was radiating me, and I went to work, and my friend called me, and she just started talking, and I was just relating what had just happened to me in the train, and I was just telling her about the love of God, and how God's love can raise the dead. God's love is amazing. His love is what saved humanity. And I was just telling her totally about the love of God, and she just went quiet on the phone and just making just whimpering noises. And I thought she was, like, maybe crying because, you know, she does that a lot sometimes when we're fellowshipping. And I kept calling her, and she just wouldn't answer me. But I just continued to minister the love of God to her, and just whimpering. And the call went on for a good half, more than half an hour. And, you know, I just kept ministering the love of God to her. And then finally, after she wouldn't answer, I hung up and told her I had to go. And, you know, about 2 days after, you know, I didn't talk to her, but I wanted to know what was happening to her and why she wouldn't answer, you know. And she just said, to me, you know, the reason why I didn't answer you because I couldn't talk. And I was like, what do you mean you couldn't talk? And this is the power of God, folks. When we have the love of God, we didn't have to do anything else. Demons run. And I'm giving this testimony because I'm telling you that we have the power of God in us and through us to do mighty works if we would just put our total trust and dependency on Him and love Him, and allow Him to love us. And through the love of God radiating to us, that love of God in us will do mighty works. And, you know, I asked her what had happened. She said, you wouldn't believe what happened to me while you were ministering the love of God to me. She's like, I am so embarrassed to even tell you this, because she said, I didn't know that I had a demon in me. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And let me tell you something. Shortly before this phone call, as I was crossing over the street to go to work, the Lord said to me, the reason why this person is afraid of you is because she has a demon in her. And I was like, oh my God, what is this, Lord? What is this? How am I supposed to tell her something like this? I can't tell her that. I can't tell her that the Lord said you have a demon in you, that's why you're afraid of me. I cannot tell her that. But God has a great sense of humor. God has a great sense of doing things. That way it doesn't bring glory to us, but it brings glory to Him. He has a great way of doing things that it doesn't, you know, embarrass the person, but allow the person to be humbled. Both receive, person that receive and the person that's delivering. And God have a way of just doing things just for him or for His own glory and honor. And I didn't know what to do, and I wasn't thinking about even telling her that. I would be too, I don't know what to do. But anyway, to make a long story short, when the Lord told me that she had a demon in her, and I went to work, and she called me right away, and I started ministering God's love, and she was quiet. And after I talked to her 2 days after, she said to me, While you were speaking the love of God to me, a demon came out of me. I said, what? Oh, my God. So I allowed her to speak, and she said, the demon came, I was getting all these noises going through me, and the voice was telling me to hang up the phone, and there was another voice telling me, hold on. And then it was such a conflict. One voice said, hang up. The next one said, hold on. The next one said, hang up. The next one said, hold on. And she said, I wanted to hang up the phone so bad, but I clutched it so hard in my hand that I fell on the floor in a fetal position. And the voice was telling me, I wanted to kill you. I wanted to choke the life out of you. She said, if you were close to me, I swear I would have slit your throat. I would have killed you. Because that's what the spirit, the demon, wanted me to do, to kill you. And it's a good thing because God does these things that we don't even know. It was him doing the work. It had nothing to do with me. I was just a messenger. I was just a vessel that he used to remove this demon from this precious sister's body. And she said, as you were speaking the word, the love of God to me, the demon came up through my throat and I couldn't talk. It was cutting off my life. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't talk. I was in a fetal position clutching the phone, and the other voice was telling me to hold on, and the voice was telling me to hang up. And murder was in my mind to kill you, but you wasn't here. So I hold the phone, even though you continue to say, Joan, you know, continue to call me, and I couldn't answer you. And it's a good thing you didn't hang up the phone, because had you hung up the phone, I might have died. And I continued to minister the love of God to her. And she said, the demon came up to my throat, and I was struggling so much. And she said, you continue to speak God's love to me. And the demon came up to my mouth and exit to the roof. She said, I saw it came up out of me. I didn't know I had a demon in me. And chills went through my body. That's when I told her what happened, what the Lord said to me shortly before I came and I ministered to her. And that's the power of God. Folks, let me just tell you something. God is able to do all that he said he would do for us. We should not be afraid or fearful of anything. Do you know that we have guardian angels? This is another thing that the Lord was showing me. We have guardian angels set to guard over us, to protect us, and to keep us safe. All of us, every single one of us, Yeshua said, he told his disciples, see that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. Few of us realize this. Few of us believe. Take it to heart. You better take it to heart, because just as wicked men have angels and or demons moving them to do things and to do wickedness and to commit the worst crimes ever, we have guardian angels set around us. We have bodyguards, folks. We don't have to depend on the guardianship of people of government to guard us and to protect us, and the police and the soldiers, because they're not. Most of the time, yes, there are some of them that are dedicated to the people. Most of them are sold out to the darkness. Most of them are sold out to the government. And whatever command they receive from the government to kill us, to destroy us, they will do it. But we have guardian angels, powerful, powerful supernatural beings set forth to guard us, to protect us, to keep us. All that our Father is asking of us is to believe. Believe in his word. I find myself speaking to my guardian angels, not worshiping them, not ministering to them, but saying to them, thank you, my guardian angels, for abiding in my Father's, in our Father's command. Thank you for sticking to my Father and for doing His will. Thank you for coming to watch over us. Thank you for not abandoning Him like the other angels did. Thank you. Just thank Him sometimes. And I acknowledge that you're there, and I acknowledge that you're watching over me, and I just want to say thank you. And whatever it is you need to show me, you can show me, because I believe that my Father sent you to watch over me, to protect me, and to guard me. And whatever else that the Lord placed on your heart to say, I'm not telling you to worship them. I'm saying to just acknowledge that God, your Father, and thank the Father. And I always thank Father. Father, thank you for sending your guardian angels to watch over me and to protect me, to protect us. Because God has done that for us. Let me tell you something. Satan is the god of this world. And he's an angel. He's a fallen angel. There are holy angels and there are unholy angels. And Satan fell with one third of the angels of heaven. And this evil, evil enemy of our soul and enemy of our Father is at war with our guardian angels, with our Father, with us. They hate us. And it's essential, it's imperative that we identify the enemy. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in high places. And do you know that the music industry is solely sold out to Satan? And do you know why the music industry is sold out to Satan, Lucifer? His original name was Lucifer, means light bearer. God created Lucifer perfect. And do you know he was in charge of praise and worship in heaven? Yes, he was. He's a musician. And he loves music. But no, he doesn't enjoy the perfect, pure music that gives glory and praise and honor to our Father. But he enjoys the perverted music that Hollywood gave to him. Most of Hollywood, if not all of Hollywood, is a perversion. You see the way they dressed. You see the way they're naked and the way they present their sexuality and the way they present themselves. They're actually performing for that great musician, Lucifer. He loves music and he loves worship. And by performing and by singing and by giving their talent to Lucifer, they're actually praising. Satan wanted the praise of God. He wanted to usurp the praise and the majesty of our Most High. But he found another way to do it by influencing Hollywood. In the music, in worship, in performing. And this is what's going on. We have to be very careful with these music. Most of these music, if not all, are dedicated to the light bearer, the musician, that great musician from of old. But he's not a holy angel anymore. He's the enemy of our soul and he's the enemy of our Father. And he wants the praise and the honor and the glory of our Father. Turn away today. Repent. Turn away. Let us get down on our knees. Let us give glory to God in holiness and in truth. Let us ask the Lord to purge us and to deliver us from evil and to keep us safe from the enemy. And let us dedicate our mind and our body and our heart and our soul and our days and our moments to Him, so that to our Father, so that He can send His Holy Spirit in us to move us as the wind moves a feather. The Lord said to me one day, He said, "The wind bloweth where it is. No one knows from whence it comes or where it's going. So is everyone that's moved by the Spirit." The Lord wants to move you and me today to do His will, to do His work. And it's just to glorify Him. It's not to bring any glory at all to us, to any of us, is so that he can get the glory. Is so that he can be honored. Is so that he can be lifted up on high. Folks, all I want to say is that give your heart and your mind and your soul to him today, because he is worthy. Worthy to be praised, worthy to be honored, and worthy to be glorified. Love to you from our Heavenly Father in Yeshua's name. I think I'm going to go wash my hair so that tomorrow I won't have to wash it. Julia, come here. I was going to go to Macy's, but I think I'm going to leave that for tomorrow because I didn't even realize that the shower is at 1 today. I got to go to the store and get some money for that envelope too. Come do my eyebrows for me. I'm going to go wash my hair. I was going to go to Macy's, but I thought the shower was around 4 o'clock. But, Juliet, I see some nice dress on Macy's for you. We need... You got it? Where? You order it? Is that what you say you got it?